This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. This summer and fall, KUNC reporters have been visiting a number of communities that we don't get to very often as part of our Community Spotlight series. Last month, we were in Summit County. We've also been to Steamboat Springs and the Eastern Plains. This week, Nathan Heffel is traveling throughout Eagle County, and he joins us now. Hi, Nathan.
Hey, Erin.
So give us an update on your trip.
I've been stopping in coffee shops and businesses, meeting area leaders and everyday folks living and working in Vail, Avon, Minturn, Red Cliff, Eagle, and Gypsum. Eagle County is a very diverse place, with the mountain resorts of Vail and Beaver Creek. However, down valley, you have mining and industry in Eagle and Gypsum, very different than their up valley neighbors.
So what are you hearing from people?
Well, a wide range of issues face residents in Eagle County. Some of the big concerns surround traffic management and I-70, which is a vital commuter route across the county. The Colorado Department of Transportation is working on innovative ways to keep the highway open during winter weather, and I'll have more on that later. Officials are also balancing a desire to attract more full-time residents while providing attainable housing for those hoping to live in the county full-time, much like what's going on in neighboring Summit County right now.
Right. Now, I understand you toured a factory in Gypsum that's booming post-recession.
That's right. Sitting in a conference room just off the factory floor, American Gypsum manager Chuck Zaruba says the stuff that makes this place hum can be seen along I-70 in western Eagle County.
You can see the outcroppings as you drive down the interstate, the white-ish rock that is sticking out of the mountainside.
That white rock is gypsum, the namesake of the town just over 100 miles west of Denver. And it's a key component for making wallboard, also known as drywall.
We produce about 2.1 million square feet a day of wallboard. That's enough to stretch along I-70 from the town of Gypsum all the way to Denver every single day.
Since it's the only wallboard factory in the state, there's a very good chance that the walls in your home are from supplies produced at the Gypsum factory.
So the plant is obviously a large employer for the area. We're a small rural area, a town of about 5,000 people. This plant provides jobs for about 100 people. And when you look at the area, they're good-paying jobs, definitely, especially when most of our people are coming in as unskilled labor. They haven't been trained in this type of a job before. There's not a lot of manufacturing in the Rocky Mountains.
Stepping onto the factory floor, Zaruba shows me a long conveyor belt which stretches the entire length of the factory. It's nearly a quarter mile long.
There's essentially a paper on a conveyor belt, and there's this slurry of gray sludge, which is the gypsum, right?
Correct.
And then that basically is being laid out on this paper in this wet form. It's almost like a flowing river, but it's on this conveyor belt. And then halfway down there, there's a piece of paper that's just being laid up right on top of it.
Yeah, I mean, we actually use glue to adhere the two together, and this is creating an envelope around that gypsum slurry. At this point, the gypsum slurry is about the consistency of a loose milkshake, but as it goes down the board, it will get thicker and thicker. At one point, it'll kind of feel like Play-Doh before getting to the end of the line where it is actually hard and you can't deform it.
From there, the hard, long sheets of wallboard are cut into correct sizes, stacked, labeled, and loaded into trucks or railroad cars for shipment to big box stores across the Front Range, as well as the Salt Lake City area. Back in the conference room, Zaruba says American Gypsum produces wallboard 5 days a week and could, if needed, run 7 days a week.
During the low point in the housing market, this plant actually was down to 3 days a week, but our company is very conservative. And actually, even during that downturn, if you could go and look at our financials, we were still making money at that point.
Along with the increase in production days, Zaruba says his employees have also received raises, which were frozen during the recession.
But we've been very fortunate, and our people have been very loyal, and we've given a lot of that back to them.
Zaruba says American Gypsum is committed to the town and to Eagle County. It's determined to stay in the region for the long haul.
We do own mineral rights on several parcels of land back in the hills, and we believe we have enough gypsum reserves to last, hopefully, in the next 100 years.
And while the company remains an economic driver for the town of Gypsum, the ski industry remains king in Vail, Avon, and Beaver Creek. In the coming weeks, I'll be reporting on the 2015 FIS Alpine World Ski Championships that are coming to Vail and Beaver Creek early next year. Residents are likening it to the Super Bowl of alpine skiing. The entire county is humming right now with construction projects for the event, which will be viewed by nearly a billion people worldwide on television, with 70 countries sending skiers, including many from right here in Colorado.
Well, it sounds like quite the event. Thanks, Nathan.
Thank you.
That was KUNC's Nathan Heffel. He's reporting from Eagle County this week as part of our Community Spotlight series.